The voluminous darkness of the Chapel of Santa Monica is punctuated by the soft glow of candles at the altar and rays of sunlight sifting through glass skylights on the ceiling, revealing to the eyes of the faithful swirling patterns of the incense pouring out from the swinging, clinking thurible. Through the waves of this sweet-smelling sea emerges a large silver bird, apparently feeding its young from its own chest, blinding the faithful as light reflects off its patterned body. And as the eye slowly adjusts and absorbs the wonder of the scene, it recognizes the maternal tenderness captured in that moment of visual brilliance. Welcome to the Altar of Time, a history of India's Christian art. I'm Anirudh Ganesetti. The art object we're looking at today is called the Tabernacle Monstrance or the Pelican Monstrance. In the heart of the main gallery of the Museum of Christian Art in Old Goa is the Tabernacle Monstrance. The majesty and dramatic splendor of this monumental object is hard to ignore even now, as it sits in a spacious and well-lit hall. One can only imagine the emotions it must have evoked in the hearts of the faithful when it is viewed in the space it was made for. The altar of the chapel of the convent of Santa Monica. Produced in the 1600s, this large silver object, over twice the size of most monstrances, was moved to the Goa Cathedral, which offered it much more space, before eventually returning to the Chapel of Santa Monica more than 300 years later. But by this time, the silent chapel where it had once stood had turned into a silent museum, and the hum of adoration at the altar of God had shifted to the gentle murmur of tourists looking at the wondrous creations of human hands. Like many other Christian liturgical objects, the tabernacle has its origins in the Book of Exodus. Here it is used to describe the inner sanctuary of the temple tent that the Israelites made to house the presence of God when wandering in the desert. In Christian traditions which practice the Eucharist or Holy Communion, a tabernacle is a locked box in which the Eucharist or consecrated wafer, also sometimes referred to as the host, is stored. Holy Communion is a Christian rite that originates at the Last Supper before Christ's death, where he blessed, broke, and distributed bread among his disciples, instructing them to continue to do the same in his memory. In the history of the Christian world, wars have been fought based on whether the community believes that the bread actually transforms into the physical flesh of Christ, which is a concept known as transubstantiation, or merely represents it. The dominant Catholic position is that of transubstantiation, while most Protestant churches believe that the act of breaking bread is symbolic. Either way, most Christian denominations today now use small, round, white wafers instead of loaves of bread or sheets of naan, which would have been significantly closer to the type of bread that Christ actually ate. In modern churches, once blessed, these Eucharistic wafers are stored in tabernacles. A tabernacle is normally made of precious metal and is locked and secured on the main altar in order to prevent removal without authorization. To Catholics, the tabernacle and its consecrated contents represent the presence of the body of Christ, like a monstrance, which is a display object or a reliquary where one piece of consecrated wafer is shown to worshippers, it is a focal point for reflection, meditation, and prayer. While originally kept in a side altar, the tabernacle began to be positioned in the main high altar of Catholic churches in reaction to the emergence of Protestantism in 16th century Europe, which denied the idea that the presence of Christ could be real and permanent or represented through transubstantiation at all. The art object we're looking at today is called the Tabernacle Monstrance or the Pelican Monstrance. A little under 5 feet in height and over 2 feet across, it is made of wood and covered in painstakingly detailed silver. It consists of two parts. A large, long-necked bird with outstretched wings and two smaller birds clinging to its legs, and a spherical base upon which the bird is perched. The spherical base is hollow, and this cavity is used as the tabernacle to store the consecrated wafers for the Eucharist. The door or opening of the tabernacle is at the back. The bird acts as a monstrance for displaying the consecrated wafer or host. In its breast is a glass aperture surrounded by a radiating halo. This aperture is flanked by the downward bent neck of the bird on the top and the outstretched wings on the side, and two hungry chicks from below, all framing and gazing at the host housed in the breast. The bird itself appears like a curious cross between an eagle and a peacock. The strong claws and powerful wings are similar to an eagle, while the delicate eyes and curved beak and soft, downy textured feathers, together with the slender curved neck and the decorative head plumage, is quite similar to a peacock. There is no sign of a long, slender beak with a pouch beneath it. Why, then, is this tabernacle called the Pelican Monstrance and not the Eagle Monstrance or Peacock Monstrance? To answer this question, we first need to ask, why are pelicans important in Christian art at all? The pelican's claim to a presence in Christian symbolism comes from an obscure verse in the Book of Psalms, chapter 102, verse 6.
Similis factus sum pelicano, I am like unto the pelican.
This comes from an ancient idea seen in early Christian texts that the pelican ripped its chest open with its beak to feed its children. This, in Christian iconography, made it the epitome of self-sacrificing parental love. The reality, of course, is less self-endangering. Pelicans use the membrane under their beaks to catch fish and then swallow them, and then regurgitate them for the young to eat. Medieval European theologians revived this early Christian analogy, comparing it to Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, the site near Jerusalem where he was crucified. By shedding his blood, it is believed that Christ ensured the sins of humanity could be remitted, a bond that continues through feeding humankind with his body and blood in the rite of the Eucharist. This analogy is why the pelican appears frequently in Christian art, often on tabernacle doors, stained glass windows, the stems of lecterns or pulpits, and of course in a giant silver tabernacle monstrance at the center of the altar of Santa Monica and the Museum of Christian Art in Old Goa. Given its monumental size, it is unlikely that this monstrance was made in Europe. Instead, it was probably planned and carved out of teak from surrounding forests and carved and etched in silver by local silversmiths in small family-run workshops. That is probably why this pelican looks like a cross between an eagle and a peacock, both majestic, royal, and divine birds familiar to local artisans. It retains many of the stylistic features of the contemporary Islamicate art of the early modern Deccan, especially the stout beak and stiff posture of the neck, which lacks the naturalism that would become commonplace after the Mughal conquest of the region in the late 17th century. The lack of naturalism, however, does not in any way reduce the dramatic effect of this composition. In creating this composite pelican lacking its most pelican-like trait, which is the pouch below its beak, these craftspeople created a true paradigm of Indo-European art in the 17th century, an Indian interpretation of a Christian myth. This beautiful object, then, combines two ways of thinking about the body of Christ, the pelican iconography itself, and the consecrated wafers that would have been stored within it. At once, it contains both a tabernacle for storage and a monstrance for display. It allows for moments of privacy and rest for the consecrated host, the body of Christ in the tabernacle, juxtaposed with moments of public display and veneration in the monstrance. Till as late as the 20th century, it was required for a tabernacle to be covered with a tent-like veil or to have curtains across its door when the Eucharist is present. But a monstrance, as we've seen in episode 7, is usually designed for mobility, to be moved around and carried for processions, and to be used for benediction or blessing of the faithful. One cannot help but wonder if the person who commissioned this piece was inspired by the Hindu idea of darshan, the rich experience of beholding and being beheld by the image of a deity, a revered person, or a sacred object. The experience is considered to be reciprocal and results in the human viewer receiving a blessing. This is one of the metaphysical ideas underlying rathyatras or chariot processions, in which images of gods are taken in procession through the streets, allowing worshippers of all castes to have a darshan whether or not they are allowed to enter a temple. The possibility of rathyatras being an inspiration for this piece is more realistic given that rathyatras and darshan were important aspects of worship in major South Indian cities at the time, such as Madurai. This pelican tabernacle monstrance thus at once allows the devotee to look at God and have God look at them, and in this sublime moment of awe, feel blessed and comforted. As we unfold these layers of meaning and symbolism and craftsmanship, looking at the carefully engraved silver eye of this Indian pelican, one cannot help but wonder whether we are meant to be looking at the eye of an Indian Christ himself.